There are many levels involved in the process of bringing forth the accelerated changes in the consciousness of Earth inhabitants, planetary awareness. The focus of the mass consciousness at the individual level is outward in contemplation of the deliberate teaching that the Creator is personality somewhere beyond the sky and the heavens, making arbitrary judgments about whether the victim prayers deserved answering. Is a picture of the structure inherent with the aberrant plans being carried out all around you. It's constrictive in its focus, the opposite of expansion creation that maintains itself through an over-unity mode, meaning the flow brings forth an exponential increase in the energy beyond what is focused in the manifestation. This results to the inverse movement of the self-contemplative focus, which is within the intentional manifestation or the action of the second universal law. It can then be likened to be there being two sides of a coin. Through the intention of creation manifestation, there is the result of the manifestation and then the contemplation or experiencing of this process, which is the self contemplating as it experiences. That involves the five senses, ego observation, and the contemplative thought process. Ideally, all this moves through the individual life experience in a flow. This is not to say that each individual would always create positive experiences. However, if the process was understood at the subconscious level, then the effects of an inappropriately caused experience would be contemplated. Through the necessary adjustments of attitude and intention, a lesson would be learned, and the overall experience pattern continued with little trauma, greater wisdom gained, and further upliftment of the energy vibration. Through consideration of the ideal, it is easy to conclude that the planned reversal of this flow to create an opposite inclusive flow would end in something like your scientist's theory of the black hole, absorbing all the available energies into a compacted mass. Why then have all the planners not figured out the greater picture of the inevitable end of their endeavor? The enthroned ego with the addiction to power and control is seldom able to perceive logically. You perceive this type of distortion as insanity because of an individual's inability to follow the logical norm of the societal group. Sometimes it is because the creative thought process is far beyond the societal norm, and sometimes it is ruled by distorted ability to perceive. This is both can learn behavior through controlled indoctrination, interchanged between the present generations and those following. The particular group holding our interests promotes longevity and positively believes in reincarnation. Each of the hierarchies programmed at birth through magical methods to believe that they are reincarnation through a long line of predecessors all committed to this project. Each generation is then perceived as being more empowered than the last. In this way, their project is continued on what you experience on the eons of time towards this important pivotal point. This project, which deviates so far from the accepted norm, has come into form through the use of the first two laws of the universe of attraction and focused intent. However, it's not possible for them to move out of the flow of expansive energy in a relaxed mode. The law of allowance is ignored. The only way for balance to be maintained is through the rigid control of all aspects by planning and executing every detail to dovetail within their overall plan. Deviations are detected as quickly as possible and all haste is taken to remedy the situation by any means possible in the belief that the end justifies the mean. This overview of the pattern of their plan does not indicate that it is Earth and its inhabitants are firmly within the grip of its influences and the situation must be intentionally resolved. It is beyond the point that containment would be appropriate while the inhabitants figure the rollout. The control being exerted outweighs the possibility of this taking place without focused assistance. The focused assistance is manifesting into the heart of their game in the form of the Project New Paradigm with its multifaceted application of all four laws. You must contemplate the inside-out process concurrent with the outside-in process through the nuances of previously explained facets of creative flow to arrive at a picture of the game board. You will then be able to choose intelligently to join the play or not. The play will be interesting to follow. One focus of the play will be intense and controlled, given forth an aura of a determined restraint, planning and examining every move. The other relaxed, allowing each play to be drawn to the wisdom of thought, thinking resulting in calm game moves, each flowing into the next into an expansive mode. The adversary considers that each play represents a shift necessary before another play can be conceptualized and focused in a manifestation within the application supplied by the use of two universal laws as self-governing factor. The balance is perceived by them as established control. Since their focus is restricted to using only two laws, using the third in an opposite mode makes the fourth impossible to attain. In other words, within our analogy, they're playing with only half a deck. There are slang references to insanity as playing with only half a deck. That's quite appropriate. There have been frequent uses of analogies within these messages, each to illustrate the understanding of two areas, the reintroduction of the universal laws, and an overview of the game strategies in simple terms. We have attempted to add dimension to those understandings within succeeding messages. As you assemble these bits of information into blocks of understanding, you enhance your ability to contribute to the project. Commitment and resolve garner confidence in your day-to-day experience as you attract opportunities to participate. This releases the need to react towards the program individuals caught up in the negative focus and brings allowance into your experience. You know how the game is being played and can now perceive that you have the choice to participate intelligently, resulting in a new sense of balance through purpose. Through returning to familiar expansive expression, your sense of well-being becomes magnetic and radiant. You are beginning the transcendent process. The creative process takes advantage of every opportunity to continue its expansive mode. Your heart welcomes this wondrous opportunity and adds the dimension of emotion to the thinking level, bringing forth outward dimensional expansion. This is how it works.